This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Congress has found a way to reopen the Federal Aviation Administration. The FAA has been partially shut down for almost 2 weeks, with more than 4,000 employees and tens of thousands more contractors sent home. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced this afternoon that he has reached a compromise with Republicans, but it's a temporary fix and does not deal with the underlying problem. NPR's Brian Naylor joins me now. Brian, I think around this time yesterday, we were saying there was a slim to no chance of this happening. What happened today? What did they agree to?
That's why we shouldn't get into predictions, right?
Exactly.
Well, apparently, Senate Majority Leader Reid and Obama administration officials and Republicans have been working behind the scenes, and they say they've reached a bipartisan compromise. We're told that the way this will play out tomorrow, the Senate will approve by unanimous consent the House-passed version of a temporary reauthorization. Now, you may recall from our conversation yesterday, this had a provision that many Senate Democrats found objectionable, which was a partial rollback of a program called Essential Air Service, which provides a subsidy for airlines to encourage them to fly to rural airports. Under this deal, the Senate will pass a temporary bill with that program, or rather with that provision intact, that is rolling the service back. And then Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood will use his authority and waive those cutbacks. Now, that was a $16 million savings House Republicans wanted, but even they acknowledged it was just a bargaining chip. And I'm told Transportation Department officials say LaHood has the authority to issue waivers when appropriate under the law.
So that that waiver then means the money will still go to those rural airports, at least temporarily.
That's right.
What about the long-term authorization?
Well, that still remains unresolved. They've had to pass these temporary extensions. This will be the 21st because House Republicans and Senate Democrats can't agree on some issues. The biggest is a provision Republicans want to put in the bill that would reverse a ruling by the National Mediation Board that makes it easier for airline employees to unionize. So that can get kicked down the road a bit again, but at least for now, the furloughed FAA employees and construction workers aren't facing 6 weeks without paychecks.
So this means everybody gets to go back to work?
Right. Now, there were, of course, the air traffic controllers who remained on the job and those 40 airport inspectors who are working without pay. But once this is approved by the Senate and signed by the president, the FAA will be reauthorized until mid-September, and the 4,000 furloughed employees will be reinstated, and the construction projects at airports across the country will be able to resume, and that affects some 70,000 construction workers.
What a difference a day makes. Brian, what about the airline ticket taxes that haven't been collected since this all started July 23rd?
Well, that's all lost revenue to the government, never to be reclaimed. About $30 million a day is what the estimated loss was. So if you figure roughly a 2 week shutdown, that's about $420 million the government lost because of this.
But the airlines, I think, gained that money, right? By keeping the ticket prices the same.
Most of them did. Most of them did.
Okay. NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks so much.
Thanks.